In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God did not create death. God did not create death. He did not will it. He did not start it. And he does not want it. And so from the very beginning, since that time when cruel Cain killed his brother Abel, God has been intent upon making wrongs right. From the very beginning, God has been intent upon giving life, not death, to the entire world. God did not create death. And today, dear friends, is no different. Today, there is a funeral in a small town called Nain. It is a sad story, really. A son, an only son of his mother, has been taken from her at an age much too young. These two, this mother and son, are whom the psalmist spoke of when the psalmist said, "A father to the fatherless will God be, and a defender of the widows." That is this mother, and that is this son. And while the world around us, and even some of us, might look at this story and call it tragic, we might deep down still see all of this as natural, as death, as merely a part of human life. But this is not the way that God created us to be. God did not make death. And so death grieves him. Death pains him. Death literally kills him. On a cross outside the walls of Jerusalem. And because God himself is life, and this boy from Nain has tasted death, when Jesus shows up in today's gospel, a battle ensues. This is not a battle with swords or guns or even strong words. No, this battle is a cosmic battle. This is a battle between good and evil. This is a battle between the forces of life and the forces of darkness. When the Lord saw him, writes St. Luke, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." And with a word, a holy and life-creating and undefiled word, and with a touch, the kind of touch that heals the sick and forgives the sinner, with a word and a touch, Jesus enters in. He invades this darkness, and he does what he always does best. "Young man, I say to you, arise." Literally, "Young man, I say to you, be resurrected." And of course he is. And life is restored, and death loses, and resurrection wins, and this mother gets what she wants, and God gets what he wants. And all is well. If only now you and I could have a share in all of this. If only now you and I could be met by Jesus. If only now he would come and intervene in our lives. Our lives, as you know as well as I do, are upside down. Our lives that at times are riddled with darkness and have suffered the pain of death. But that, of course, is why all of you are here today. You are here today because this is the only place in all the world where life and death meet. This is the only place in all the world where death dies and life lives. And we have no reason to fear. This is the only place in all the world where you and I can know for certain that against all odds, God did not create death. But I suspect that all of you are here for another reason too. You are here today because, like that boy from Nain, your mother wants you back. She wants you healed up and made whole and living with nothing to fear, living in the joy of resurrection, living a life that longs for the kingdom of God, for Eden made new. It is no coincidence that St. Luke ends his gospel today with these words. And he gave the boy back to his mother. Because it is only within the embrace of a mom that any child knows that all is well. And today, right here, in our very midst, Jesus does to you and he does to me what he did to that boy from Nain. He gives all of us back to our mother today. He gives us to her so that we might know that all is well. That death does not have the final word in this life or in the life to come. And because you and I are tangible, touchable people, he gives us to her this day with the smell and the feel of holy myrrh. He gives us today his mother with the kiss of an icon and with the anointing of our foreheads. He gives us to her today so that one day you and I might live with him forever. We are all in our own way, this boy from Nain. It may not be lack of heartbeats that have killed us, but we are lying flat on our back in a bed of sin. But today Jesus comes not as a stern judge and not as a keeper of wrongs and not as the one who is wagging his finger. But today he comes with compassion and mercy and overflowing love. Today he comes to raise us up and heal us. Today he comes to make all things new. And you will know that he has done that when he gives you as a gift, body and soul, all of who you are. When he gives you as a gift back to your mother, the most blessed Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary. Glory to this same Jesus Christ, for he has indeed visited his people this day. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.